With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol Jean.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Cowboys doubling up the Saints right now, 20-10. Dak Prescott, 235 through the air and a touchdown. Meanwhile, Tony Pollard, 6 carries, 66 yards, and a score. The Cowboys looking to right their ship after a really rough last few weeks. And I feel a little bit better about the Cowboys after this, as long as they hold on to win. Because, Mike, look, like I said, if the Cowboys lose this game, this is panic button press time, because now they have looked bad against many mediocre opponents over the course of a 4 or 5 week span. So they really need this win tonight.
Succeed and proceed. Doesn't have to be pretty, right? That we're at that part of the season. Just get your W's, stay healthy, get Cooper back right in his conditioning to where he's ready to go. He's got 2 for 41 tonight. You saw the circus catch from Gallup, the touchdown reception earlier tonight. This is the first time in a long time that you've had your three top receivers playing and your offensive line healthy and everybody available out of that front 11. So, and the Saints, one of your, what, top 10 defense? I think if you break it down, number of statistical categories, and certainly they've come up big in spots, knowing that they have to carry this offense, right? How Micah Parsons isn't just stuck on Taysom Hill play after play, I don't know, even though he just got to him the last possession. On a 3rd and 2, Taysom Hill takes a 13-yard sack. Good job by him. But he was running really well. But when it came time to pass, well, that's a whole other story for Sean Payton and the Saints. Spread was 6. Thought the Saints would keep it close, but Cowboys in a position here as we get towards the middle of the fourth quarter to at least just tuck one away. Take a road win and get ready for the gauntlet within your division going forward down the stretch.
So again, 20-10 right now, just under 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Cowboys with the football. This happened tonight. Can't wait to bring this to you, along with being able to dispel what has been a very popular opinion the last couple of days. It's now become a tradition when a head coach gets hired at a new school in college football. If that team is playing a home basketball game at some point, well, that coach is going to pick up the microphone and rile up everybody in the crowd talking about how great things are going to be. So enter tonight, Brian Kelly, new head coach at LSU, who made his welcome speech at halftime of the Ohio-LSU basketball game tonight. Now, here's Brian Kelly, who suddenly, in the past, I don't know, 2.5 days, has sort of developed a Southern accent. Take a listen.
Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started, and I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans, and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
Now I saw two things hit social media that really describe this really well. Now, the coach from Bobby Boucher, right, Cajun man, basically showing up in my timeline repeatedly. This is after just 48 hours. There he is. Bruce Feldman, though, reminds me of one of the great orators of our time by saying he hasn't even been in the SEC 3 days and he's already starting to sound like the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. We're talking about hard times. What people can't put food on their tables. Hard times. That's kind of what Kelly started to go here.
Look, I can't get mad at him because if, you know, who knows, if somebody came up and said, hey, Jason, you know, we know you have this gig at Fox Sports Radio, but we really would like you to do afternoon drive here, you know, somewhere in the South. We're going to pay you a lot. We're going to pay you $95 million over the next 10 years to do so. I would say, okay. And then I would get down there. I would say, welcome inside. It's the Jason Smith Show. Hey, how you doing, everybody? Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm excited to be down here and ready to play and broadcast the hell out of things. You guys all ready to go? I'll tell you, the phone number is 877-999-9999. I am ready to go and talk sports with you for the next few hours here. Afternoon drive every day, 3 to 7 p.m. And my accent would just get more and more pronounced as the days go on because I would say, are you kidding me with that kind of play? Do you really think the Georgia defense is going to be able to be susceptible to that kind of trickeration? I mean, really, I mean, I might do that. I mean, I would have to just sell out to do that.
Well, I think there's a bit of a gradual bleed into your speech pattern over time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just like when you leave a metropolitan area, after a while, goes away. For me, only if I'm with my brothers and around my family or I'm really drunk do I really sound like I'm from the South Side of Chicago. But if you immerse me back there for a couple of days and I'm back home, all bets are off. Likewise, I think if you were to suddenly relocate your family to the South, and over time, what you're hearing, what you're processing, callers, people you work with, eventually over time, going to the grocery store, to restaurants, I think there's going to be some natural affectation that happens and occurs over time. This was a pretty immediate immersion. It's like he took a Rosetta Stone 48-hour class, hit the Babbel app to try to figure out how to get a drawl.
Hey, I'm Jason Smith, and I'm happy to be talking sports with you, Chicago. This is going to be some kind of show. Ryan Sandberg's coming on. We're getting the Hawk Andre Dawson on. Coach is coming on the show. We got lots of great stuff planned for you right here. This is what it's going to... I don't get it. You know, the only accent thing I ever did was I was really conscious to lose my New York accent when I got on the air in college.
at Z89 in Syracuse. It's because the first time I went on the air and I did the show and I listened to an air check after about the show. And, you know, the person who was helping me said, okay, you did this, you did this, you did this. And I hear my voice and it's Z89, the music mix is a difference here. It's 4:04 p.m. I'm Jason Smith. I'm going, oh my God, I sound like just some dude from New York. So I made sure that when I was talking to lose my New York accent because I had a really I drop my R's all the time. It was a really big thing. When I listen to myself, I go, oh my God, I can't sound like that on the air. Oh my God, I can't. So I right away, and like within like two shows, I had lost my. Now, I didn't try a different accent. I didn't try to, well, now I'm going to go and I'm going to say my A's really loud. Hey, you know, I got a cat the other day, and this cat is now I'm back in Chicago again. But I just made sure, okay, I want to enunciate better and not have that accent because I didn't know how that would play. Like, if I wanted a job someplace, you know, would a New York accent play if I was working in Seattle or in Texas? Right? I didn't know. So let me have no accent. And now I don't think you can hear a lot of my New York accent. You wouldn't know
every now and again.
I don't know.
Same thing. Every once in a while, it's going to slip. But it's all a question of where you're working, right? On the national scale, don't they kind of want it to not have the affectation? I don't know. Maybe not. But certainly regionally, right? You want to someone who sounds like you talking at you sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean maybe
I like this guy. He sounds like me. Hey, I do, don't
no,
I?
Yeah, no,
hey,
nobody's
really
that
good.
Far.
All right,
come on. Just because you saw the super fans a couple of times doesn't mean you can go down there anytime you want, my friend. But yeah, the Brian Kelly was last night halftime. Ohio and LSU, but you know it's the point. That was about the time that we had the madness of the Major League Baseball countdown, and we went and saw the Grandmaster and everything else. It became a very deep, deep show with a lot of deep thoughts. But this one is making the rounds right now. I mean, let's face it, the Cowboys and the Saints haven't exactly given us a ton of thrills, so this is taking over the interwebs at least for the moment.
Do you think there was like a meeting with Brian Kelly and someone teaching him the accent, kind of like when Borat sat down with the guy teaching about comedy? You know, a joke is when you say, that sounds good, not. Yeah, you think that's how it went with Brian Kelly?
I think a little bit. I think he got on a plane and then maybe he had some lunch with some folks today. And then he tried to just play to the folks he's meeting and shaking hands and kissing babies and decided, all right, I got to try to fit in here. It's like, go win football games. Because he even made the joke. He goes, look, what an ovation. I haven't even won all my games yet.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Carol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, I need you to say, I'm happy to be here at LSU. I'm happy to be here at LSU. No, 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 Coach. Now you got to say LSU.
It's LSU.
Like saying LSU. LSU. LSU, as I said. I'm here at LSU. No, no, no. LSU. Say I'm at LSU. WNBC.
LSU. At the bottom of that card, it says, thanks for the money. No, I'm not reading that.
Oh, my goodness. So, look, that's where things are at with Brian Kelly. Now, let me dispel a big myth here right now about LSU and Notre Dame, because a big storyline the last couple days has emerged that LSU is a better college job than Notre Dame. Honestly, when I hear this, I know what this is. This is radio and TV hosts who decide, what can I say about this story that is still pretty outlandish is going to get me clicks, right? Because I know. Look, whatever you think about us and the show we do every night, you know what we say is what we think. It may be popular. It may not be popular. But we tell you what we think. I don't ever spend a second thinking, oh, if I say this, it's going to get me clicks. If I say this, but you can tell people, so LSU is a better job than Notre Dame. What? How can anybody say that? And it's going to get you noticed because that take is just ridiculously stupid. All right. Now, here's the thing about LSU versus Notre Dame. All right. In what world is being the coach at LSU better than Notre Dame? Yes, you can get better athletes at LSU. You can recruit a little bit easier. But can
that,
you
that
really
helps.
Win?
That's part of the job.
I mean, Ed Orgeron won the national title, and he got fired less than 2 years later.
True.
Okay, less than 2 years went by. There is no standard you can be held to if a guy can win the national championship because he happens to have Joe Burrow and a couple of NFL wide receivers, that you can't stay there more than 2 years after. You're fired after that. How are you really going to go to LSU and win? You can win the national title and be out in 2 years. So tell me how LSU is a better job than Notre Dame. Even when Notre Dame makes a bad decision at head coach, they stick with it. They've had two head coaches in the last 15 years. They let Charlie Weiss go for 5 years before they said, you know what, we need something else. And Brian Kelly comes in, and Brian Kelly did a phenomenal job, and he was there and could have stayed there forever. So tell me how LSU is a better job. Notre Dame has their own television network. Notre Dame is always making news. Notre Dame is always a topic because it's Notre bleeping Dame. LSU, they're anonymous in the SEC more than they're relevant. They have had three losses every single season the last decade except for the year they won the national championship. And I give them credit. Look, they won the national title, and that was great. But this is not LSU has had a long line of success going into this. They're not Alabama. They have three or more losses every single season. Okay? You know how many three or less loss seasons Brian Kelly had at Notre Dame since in the last decade? He had seven of them. Seven times. He's been to the playoff twice. He's been to the title game once. Okay, what LSU gives you is more money, and let's face it, that's what it is, right? If Notre Dame had said, oh, hey, Brian Kelly, you want, they're giving you $95 million. We'll give you $150 million. The money was the deal, right? Make me an offer I can't refuse. And Brian Kelly sees that, says, well, look at the money, and I can go to LSU, and recruiting will be a little bit easier. Okay, but is that a better job? If it's more money and less red tape, does that make it a better job? No, it makes it an easier job. But it doesn't make it better because you'll be out at LSU. He'll have 3-8-4 seasons. Guess what? He is gone. If Ed Orgeron is out that easy after winning the national title, going 15-0 and undefeated, Brian Kelly's not making it past 3 years of being 8-4. And Marcus Freeman, and if Notre Dame keeps winning, he's going to be there as long as he wants to. That's how it is. So you can tell me all you want about LSU, but don't sit here and tell me LSU is a better job than Notre Dame. That's ridiculous. Every single coach in college football, what job would you want? They would say, I want my job or I want Notre Dame. So don't tell me Notre Dame's a better job because it isn't. It's just easier to win, and it's an easier take to fire people up with to go, oh, this person's crazy. It's going to get clicks on it. That's what the take about LSU being a better job than Notre Dame is all about.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other issues going on with Orgeron behind the scenes that kind of led to it. It wasn't just on the field issues as it were. But to your point, yeah, pile of money, recruiting will be a little easier, a little less red tape and intervention from the school. Right, that was one of the things that you point out when you get a Lincoln Riley to show up at USC. It's like, are they loosening the restrictions that were on the last couple of guys after Pete Carroll got them in a bunch of trouble and they lost all sorts of, you know, recruits and everything off of that and sanctions? Because if that's the case, then that was probably one of the big reasons Lincoln Riley said, sure, I'm in, as long as these guys stay out of my business. At Notre Dame, well, they don't. And we've talked about the standards, the academic stuff. Even if it's just a couple of athletes on the fringe, that might be enough to get you wins. Now, playing in that conference, sure. It's absolutely a gauntlet to try to navigate and get yourself to the promised land. Maybe at Notre Dame, he just felt he'd maxed. To me, again, it's still just about a giant pile of money because you need very little to happen this weekend and you might have been in the national title race, right? You might have been in the playoff and not just in the New Year's Day bowls. Instead, you know, we have this change that comes up. So that's also hasn't been talked about all year. Whenever anybody leaves a job like that beyond the giant pile of cash, I'm always like, is there anything else behind curtain number two? Anything else we may be overlooking and pushing past? Not that everybody's got, you know, planting nefarious seeds and distrust, mistrust, and problems, but it seems like that was, for my lifetime, and certainly growing up in Chicago, that was the job of jobs. And to walk away, even with some of those recruiting advantages, still seems a little bit, ambitious would be the kind way to say it, Jason.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex.
twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Xtina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royals.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hi.
And I think it's my fault because Taysom Hill was playing a pretty good game until I said, you know, Taysom Hill is playing a pretty good
game. He stinks. Just keep running the ball. Don't ever put it in the air. Ever.
Taysom Hill has thrown for 194 yards. He has also run for 100 yards. But Saints are trailing the Cowboys right now 27-10 with less than 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter because Taysom Hill now has four interceptions on the night for the Saints. The last few minutes was just absolutely insane. The Cowboys score to go up 20-10. Then Dak throws a pick. Taysom Hill throws another pick. Taysom Hill then throws a pick again. And then Taysom Hill throws a pick six that makes it 27-10. So the last three possessions, three interceptions for Taysom Hill and the Saints, who are going to wind up going down to defeat here and fall to 5-7. It's my fault. It's my fault because Taysom Hill was having a really good game before that. Mike, he was doing everything he needed to do, right? I'm throwing the football well. I'm running the football well. Hey, Taysom Hill's playing well. I put that in the universe, and now look what happened.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he was throwing the ball well, but boy, could he run in that third quarter when he ran for 75 yards, and the game was close. So I think you had a little bit of rose-colored glasses just because the game was still a game. But on the interception, Dak threw. He got hit in the face. No call. Then the ensuing
possession.
Yeah, he did. And then you had a play that was potentially ruled a fumble and then overturned as Hill had his arm hit right as it started to come forward. It was recovered by the Cowboys. Okay, fine. They get that back, and then he throws the interception. And then they punt the Cowboys, and then we see Taysom Hill. Once again, Cowboys punt, and then now the interception by the defensive lineman. That's the thing. Defensive lineman, 29 yards to pay dirt. And I don't understand this. This is a rule I will never understand. If you get called for an illegal shift, why the play isn't dead? Isn't that just like a false start?
Sure.
Right? Isn't it the same thing? It's like you're moving. You got more than one guy moving while the ball gets snapped. Okay. Yeah. The play should be dead. But it's not. And touchdown, Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Now, look, I take umbrage with you there because he was having a nice night, right? He's run for 100 yards, thrown for nearly two. This is what Taysom Hill does.
Like I said, he was running really well.
Right, but that's okay. That's still part of the night. He was still having a nice night. It was a nice night. I'm not saying it was an unbelievable night. But it's like when you walk outside and go, oh, I don't know that I need a jacket. Tonight's a nice night out. Okay, that's the night that Taysom Hill was having. Then it turned into I got to the end of my block and I fell and broke my ankle because that's what three.
Well, then you sue your neighbor. Who didn't
three
take
straight
the city take care of that?
Look at you already ready to sue my neighbor.
It had to be done.
Hey, what a sue. Oh my
We're
God.
In L.A. Isn't that what happens?
You're an honorary New Yorker. You're like, 'cause the first thing people think in New York is, okay, can I sue the city? Is there a way for me to sue the city if something happens, right? That's the first thing. I can sue the city. My grandfather. Okay, rest of my grandfather. When he was the worst driver in the world. I'm surprised I'm still here. He was terrible. His big move was always when he was first in line at a light and was turning left. When the light turned green, he would go left in front of everybody. And, you know, I'm in the passenger seat and I go, oh, my God, because, you know, if people aren't paying attention, they're going to go. He just goes right by, zipping right by. And I would go, Pop, what are you doing? He goes, they're wrong. I can go. I'm in the right. And I had to tell him, Pop, no, you're not. Because at this point, I was driving. And Pop, you can't. You turn. You know, you don't have the right of way turning left. And I kept saying, Pop, no, you don't. No, I have the right of way. And my grandfather, you didn't argue with him. Because if you argued with him, you were in a bad place. You know, it was definitely like you're punished. You're in your room for a long time. So at one point, and I said, but Pop, if that happens, the car's going to hit the car's going to hit the side of the car where I am. I'm going to be the one that gets hurt. And my grandfather says, if that happens, you can sue. That was his answer to it. Like, Pop, we could be in danger. I could get hit. Something could happen. If that happens, you could sue. Okay. That was his first thought was, let's do something where we can sue. All right.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, technically, while he doesn't have the right of way, if he's willing to be bold and put it out there and put your life in jeopardy, I guess it's allowed.
It was so I'm getting hives thinking back to the flashing back to him just making that turn just brazenly in front of two rows of cars that are coming straight at us. Right when the light turns green, he'd go. I'm like, oh, please stop. At one point, I would look out the window and put my hand up to tell people, please don't go. Please don't go. Please. I'm a kid in this car. Please don't do this to me. Please.
Holding up a sign each time that you get in the car with your grandfather. Oh, hoping that someone doesn't, you know, get out too fast as the light changed, just like Deontay Harris after catching a short pass and then sprinting to daylight. And now that box score for Taysom Hill looks really, really good.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. And if I'm seeing what I'm seeing,
yeah,
on the sideline right now, I believe Dak Prescott is getting a pep talk from Michael Irvin as he's getting ready to go back on the field for the final two and a half minutes. Is it Michael? It's the playmaker in a suit. That's Michael Irvin talking to Dak Prescott before he goes back in the game.
What the hell is going on? Jerry Jones is supposed to be calling the plays, not you.
Michael Irvin is giving him a pep.
Wait, what? I'm absolutely perplexed.
Oh, that's amazing. That's the Dallas Cowboys right there.
Oh, that's a highlight of the night, though. Are you kidding me? I mean, that Harris sprint after and yak was fantastic, but what the hell? They just did that shot. I wish I could listen to the Fox broadcast. Hey, I could hear Joe Buck going, hey, what's your old teammate doing down there? Is he on staff? I mean, I guess with McCarthy and protocol and all this other stuff, it's all hands on deck, but come on now.
I mean, it's not like Dak was all the way in the back, sitting down, getting a drink, and Michael Irvin, because, you know, was going to be there on the set. No, this is Michael Irvin all the way up in the front, like where the coaches talk to the team right before they get on the field.
It was like a pregame pep talk with 2:30 left in the fourth quarter.
Oh my God! I don't know if I'm insane. I mean, really, did I just see Michael Irvin do that?
That's next level stuff right there, man. I did not see that coming. We see a lot of twists and turns in games, right? Four picks, this horrid fourth quarter that then looks a little bit better with the touchdown pass to Harris. So now 27-17 as we get to the two-minute warning. But that was not on my bingo card.
No. Getting the pep talk from and now all I want to do is see the Cowboys sideline and see where Michael Irvin is.
Well, who the hell else is there? I don't know. That's the bigger question.
Maybe Staubach is there. Maybe Corey Seager is there. He just signed a big deal.
Well,
he should have played in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Maybe he's there giving some pep.
Maybe he's recruiting Clayton Kershaw and brought him as a guest. I don't know.
Clayton, meet Dak Prescott. Hey, how you doing, Clayton? Nice job. Hey, what are you going to do here? I know we're going to run the football a little bit. Okay, great. Good luck, man. I'll talk to you after the game. I mean, look, you got the acting head coach tonight's wearing a backwards hat. Right, so Dan Quinn's wearing a backwards hat.
Ooh, some folks get mad about that.
It's a very lax Cowboys sideline.
Evidently,
tonight, apparently.
I mean, I know you're in New Orleans and all, but come on now.
Oh man, is Emmitt Smith just going to go on the field? Going, hey, hand me the ball. I'd like to add to my total a little bit. I'm just going to get on the field and run.
Who's got a better first step right now, him or Zeke? Go.
Oh, that's a hot take. That is a hot take, Mike Harmon. That is really, really hot. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I just saw. Now I want to go back and lip read because I wasn't lip reading because I'm watching going, am I really seeing, is this really Michael Irvin talking to Dak Prescott right before he goes on the field? That's insane.
But yeah, hey, we saw it.
Cowboys football, yo. Cowboys football. Dallas is kneeling on the football with less than 2 minutes left to go. They're going to win this game over the Saints 27-17. We'll break down the big takeaway outside of Michael Irvin, maybe the guy calling the plays. Maybe Michael Irvin was calling the plays tonight, and it wasn't Jerry Jones. Maybe he was calling the plays.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.